Welcome back. Today we're going deep. Break lab in Ableton Live 12, with a proper sub sign foundation and that chopped vinyl, old sampler character that screams jungle and early drum and bass. This is advanced drum craft, so we're not just chasing gritty, we're chasing movement, punch and weight at the same time. If you get this right, you can take almost any classic break and make it roll like it came off an SB, an MPC, or a dubplate session in 95 but with modern control. First, set the session up so it supports the vibe. Put your tempo somewhere in the 168 to 174 zone. I'll sit at 172. Then make some group so you don't lose your mind later. One group for drums, one for sub, one for music and FX, and optionally AMIX bus. Simple, but it keeps your decisions clean. Now pick your break. Amen is the obvious one, but think. Hot pants, funky drummer, anything with a strong snare identity and good internal ghosting will work. Drag it into an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on, and let live detect the tempo, but then force it to your project tempo so the clip is truly living in your grid. Start in beats warp mode. Set preserve to transients, and set transient loop to about 1/16. If you want that fast buzz on the tails, go 1/32. And a big one here. Gain staging. Before you do anything heavy, get that break peaking around -9 to -6 dBFS. You're buying headroom for character. If you start hot, every vibe move turns into flat mush. Before we process, quick coach move, duplicate the raw break to a reference track. Call it REF. Mute it. Later, you're going to level match and a slash B, because it's really easy to get seduced by distortion and forget that your snare stops speaking clearly. Another quick reality check. If you toggle from REF to your processed chain and the groove suddenly feels slower, you softened the transients too much. That's a thing. Your ears interpret softer transients as slower rhythm. All right, let's build the Break Lab rack. On the break track, drop an audio effect rack, and we'll run three parallel chains. Clean punch, vinyl chop character, and parallel smash. Chain is clean punch. Think of this as your truth version, the one that keeps the break readable on a big rig and on small speakers. Start with EQ8. High pass at about 25 to 35 HE, steep enough to clear the sub trash you don't need. If the break is boxy, dip around 250 to 400 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB, not a crater. And if it needs a tiny bit of shine, a gentle shelf at 7 to 10K, like 1 dB, tiny. You're not mastering cymbals here. Then drum bus. Drive in the 2 to 6 range. Crunch almost off, like 0 to 10%, subtle. Transients up. Maybe plus 10 to plus 25 depending on the source. And keep boom off, because we are doing dedicated sub and we want the low end disciplined. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just to steady the break, not to flatten it. Now chain B. Vinyl chop character. This is where we create that sampled from a record vibe. Grain time smear that's slightly chewed edge, but we're going to do it in a way that doesn't destroy the punch from chain A. Start with redux. Downsample somewhere between 10 and 22 kHz. Start at 16k. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Turn soft on if it feels less brittle. Next, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive about 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. We're trying to thicken, not shred. Then auto filter in low pass 12 mode. Cut off somewhere like 8 to 14k as a starting zone. Add a bit of drive, 2 to 5, and a small envelope amount, just enough that the break breathes a little as it hits. And we're going to macro map that cutoff, because that's one of your biggest DJ energy controls. Then vinyl distortion, yes, the stock one. Turn tracing model on. Drive low, like 0.5 to 2.5. Pinch small. Use the high and low controls to taste. This is seasoning, not the meal. Quick extra pro move for this chain. Keep the grit centered. Throw utility inside chain B. Set width to 0% before the distortion and redux. That makes the dust and crunch sit in mono like a lot of classic sampled breaks. Then let chain A provide the stereo feel. The result is wide but solid, not washy. Now chain C. Parallel smash. This is where you get energy and density in the mids. But the rule is, no sub in the smash chain. If you let low end into distortion and heavy compression, you'll make instant mud and the whole track will feel smaller. Start with pedal and overdrive or fuzz. Drive big, 20 to 40%. This chain is meant to be aggressive, but you blend it quietly. Then compressor. Let transients through. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio anywhere 4:1 to 8:1. Aim for heavy gain reduction, like 6 to 12 dB. That sounds extreme, but remember, it's parallel. Then AQ8, high pass at 120 to 180 HC, non-negotiable. If it gets harsh, dip 3 to 5k a little. Now map some macros so you can actually perform the rack. Macro 1. The low pass cutoff in chain B. Macro 2. Crunch amount, tied to redux downsample and bit depth. Macro 3. Smash level, just the chain volume of chain C. Macro 4. Transient bite, map to drum bus transients in chain A. Macro 5. Top air, either a shelf or a filter move. Macro 6. Break width, but only affecting chains B and C so your clean punch stays stable. Set your initial balances. Chain A at 0 dB, chain B around minus 10, chain C around minus 14. Then bring B and C up until it growls, but the snare still reads like a snare, not like paper tearing. Now we chop. This is where it becomes jungle. You have two approaches, and honestly, the best producers use both depending on the moment. Approach 1 is clip-based slicing, fast arrangement. Duplicate your break clip, consolidate it into one or two bar loops. Add warp markers only where the timing really needs correction. Don't put markers on every transient. That's how you overwarp and smear the life out of it. Then do micro edits. Classic ones: stutter a snare tail by duplicating the last 1/32nd or 1/16th. Reverse a tiny slice right before snare for that inhale effect. And micro timing: treat kicks and snares differently. Keep kicks close to the grid so the propulsion stays tight, but nudge selected snares and ghost hits slightly late, like plus 4 to plus 12 milliseconds, not all the time. Do it on specific bars, like bar 2 and 4, so you get push-pull instead of constant shuffle. That push-pull is where the groove starts sounding like a person, not a loop. Approach 2 is slice to drum rack for classic reprogramming. Right-click the break, slice to new MIDI track, choose slicing by transients. In the drum rack, go into simpler on keypads. Use classic mode, turn snap on, adjust start to tighten hits, and add a tiny fade in, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds, to kill clicks. Then write a new MIDI pattern. Snares on 2 and 4, but the magic is the ghosts. Put a ghost just before the main snare, 1/16th or 1/32nd ahead. Use kicks to create syncopation. The goal is roll, not straightness. And here's a realism trick. Don't make one perfect 2-bar pattern and loop it for eternity. Make 2 or 3 versions with different ghost hits, then alternate them every 2 bars. That mimics old sampler programming, where patterns evolve slightly. Now we build the sub-sign. This is where your track starts sounding expensive, because the low end stops being accidental. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Drop operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Filter off. Pitch down an octave or two as needed. Then set the amp envelope. If you want plucky stepping subs, co-sustain very low or minus infinity, with decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds and release 50 to 120. If you want held notes, bring sustain up and still keep release controlled so it doesn't smear between notes. On the SUB track, add AQ8, high pass at 20 to 25 HC. If it's muddy, a gentle dip around 200 to 300 HC. Then saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is about translation. You're creating just enough harmonics that the sub feels present on smaller speakers, while still being a real sub on a system. Then sidechain compression. Put a compressor after the saturator, and sidechain it from your break lab track. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 140, ratio around 4:1. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of ducking, especially on snare hits. That little old school pump is part of the sound. Extra sub coach note. Try 2-stage saturation, a subtle saturator, before the sidechain so the compressor reacts consistently, and then a second very gentle saturator after the compressor to restore perceived loudness after ducking. Keep both subtle. If you hear obvious distortion, you went too far. Now, make the sub break aware. Don't just hold root notes under everything. Program your sub to answer the kick pattern. Use short notes, 1/8 to 1/4, with small gaps so the break breathes, and consider occasional pitch drops, 1 to 2 semitones into snares, just for menace. And rules for discipline. Put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Mono low end. Always, if your break has low end that conflicts, decide who owns what. If you want the sub to be king, high pass the break at 70 to 120 HC. If the break's low mid is part of the vibe, keep some weight around 120 to 200, but be disciplined and don't let it mask the sub fundamentals. If you're still losing snare impact even with sidechain, here's a surgical trick. Automate a tiny mute on the sub right on the snare transient, 1 to 10 milliseconds. It's basically a hard gate duck. You don't hear it as in effect. You just feel the snare land harder. Now let's make it feel like chopped vinyl for real. The key concept is generation loss. Sampled, resampled, and pushed. Create a new audio track called Break Print. Set audio from to your Break Lab track. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars. While you perform your rack macros like an instrument, little cutoff sweeps, slight crunch changes on fills, bring in the smash chain for hype moments. Then back off. Now you've got a performance print. That's the authenticity. It's not just processing, it's a captured take. On the printed clip, add subtle wobble. You can do this a few ways. For a fill, switch warp mode to repitch for a section so it feels like old pitch time behavior. Or keep warp on and use clip envelopes. Draw tiny transposition variations, plus or minus 5 to 15 cents only on fills. Not the whole loop. Another option is frequency. Shift or vary subtly with an LFO at 0.02 to 0.10 Hz. Mixed low. The point is alive, not seasick. Then space. Set up one reverb return only. Hybrid reverb. Room or ambience. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. High pass the reverb at 250 to 500 Hz so the low end stays clean. Keep the send subtle. You want rave tape air, not a wet drum room. Optional spice. A continuous low-level noise layer, like vinyl crackle, sidechain to the break so it ducks when the hits land. That gives you the sense of a constant medium without masking transients. Now arrangement. We're going old school. Contrast. Switches. Negative space.